one moment. There was a kid named Cameron, and he got picked on, pushed on, made fun of, anything you can really think of. He was almost just so mad about these kids, he just almost quit basketball. And that was his only and favorite sport. He told me one day that he was going to be the best one day, and he really wanted to work hard for it. So I said, okay, we can do that. And we worked hard for a long time. 2 years later, he is starting varsity, and he is doing really well. He is just getting offers from colleges, and he doesn't even want to stop working. He has UNC, USC, UCLA, Michigan, and Stanford as offers. But me and him split up, so we had to meet up because we were best friends until we split. So he told me that he was going to UNC because that was his favorite school growing up. 3 months later, he is at UNC and he is having his first game, and I'm going to watch. So when I got there, he was really happy to see me, and when he played, he had a double-double. A double-double is when you get two stats with higher than one digit. When the game was done, me and him went out to eat, and we got Chipotle. Everybody liked Cameron so much, it was free. So I was fine with that because I was going to be the one paying. So we were talking and we both got really annoyed because everybody was surrounding us when we were eating. 2.5 months later, he is one of the best, and he is getting phone calls from the NBA. He is also getting free meals, and he is just loving UNC and all this. He's liking his teammates. They are good, and he is just so happy that he gets to play at UNC, but he's sad that he has to leave soon. Cameron has 3 more games left, and he is really sad but happy because that means the NBA is coming soon, and he cannot wait. His last 3 games, he did good. He got 17 points per game, and then my phone rang one day, and sure enough, it was Cameron. I said, "Hey, what's up?" He said, "Joey," in a serious voice. I was scared for a second, but then he said, "The Cleveland Cavaliers just called, and they want me." That call came fast, and I said, "Great." He was like, "Yeah." Then I said, "I just got a job in Cleveland, too, and it is right next to the stadium." And they were both so happy and we thought they could stay together, and they were next to our apartments. 3 weeks later, I go to my new apartment, and guess who is waiting there? Cameron. And he is his new starting point guard for the Cavs. And I will be able to watch him whenever I want. And it will not cost me anything. Then the first Cavs game, I was there watching Cameron, and he just looked so happy, and he could not wait to play his first game. And he ran down the court. And I started cheering. And then they won the game, and we went back to the apartment. And we brought the team and partied until 2 a.m. It was one of the most fun nights of my life. And we had a good cycle doing that for 3 years. 3 years later, Cameron is on the Lakers, and he's playing with LeBron and Anthony Davis. They win a ring, and he goes into the Hall of Fame for the best shooter. He sadly dies in 2031, and he got shot, but we will always remember him for how good he was and how nice he was. He lived until he was 31 years old, and he got shot because one night he was out going to get drugs, and you should never do drugs. And one of the person that was selling him drugs killed him, and they found his body the next morning. He might have passed early, but he lived one happily ever life.